but it is the show that keeps on giving. Married at First Sight. You'll be able to catch it again 7:30 tonight on Nine. But last night it was the explosive commitment ceremony of Jessica and Dan's cheating and the extent of their lives. And someone who is involved without necessarily being involved, because she was just married to one of them, Tamara, joins us right now. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay, and I don't want to start this chat off awkwardly or weird, but I actually had a dream about you last night, Tamara.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more.
Well, it was just sort of bizarre. I knew I was talking to you today, and I just finished watching the show, and I was in bed. And both my wife and I think you're the most gorgeous human being in the show. And I don't know. I think we're at Universal Studios or something. We're going to a theme park.
Perfect. That sounds great fun.
Awesome. That sounds good. All right, Tamara, let's get into the nitty-gritty of it. How's the reaction been this morning?
Yeah, look, I am getting so much love and support from people. It's actually quite overwhelming. And, you know, I appreciate the love. It's great.
So then, obviously, you were watching it play out as we were, I assume. Or did you know earlier that something was going on between Dan and Jess?
No, look, I did find out towards the end, obviously, but... watching it back, I am watching it just like you are, basically. So I didn't know to the extent. So I find out later on. But do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I obviously found out. But the thing is, their little like catch ups, their kissing, their little rendezvous, all that sort of stuff. Like I had no idea that was going on. So that was quite confronting to watch.
Yes. And then what's it like watching it back? Do you get together with friends and family? And what do you do when you're watching it back? Are you squirming in your seat?
I'm sort of just sitting on my couch watching it being like, what the hell, Tamara? Why did you put yourself through this? People are just crap.
They're terrible human beings. So then we get to last night and it's all coming on the couch and she says, look, I found love with Dan. And then your face, you went so stony. It looked like someone, well, obviously someone just punched you in the guts. I loved it how you called him out, though. Like, he was whispering so sorry to you, and you just, like, had enough of that. It was like trying to whisper sweet nothings to you. That would have been extremely frustrating.
Yeah, look, watching last night back, I was quite assertive, I think. I was like, I was sitting on the couch like, yes, Tam, you go, girl. And it was actually really fun for me to watch Dan squirm. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, it would have been. So the experts then decided to ask you and Mick to leave, because obviously you didn't have to sit on the couch, mm-hmm. but you were going to say leave anyway. How did you feel about being asked to leave by the experts before their decision on letting them stay in the experiment? Did you want to be there for that?
No, I feel like that was a really good tactical move. I think if we had been there for the actual decision, it would have been, a lot harder pill for everybody else to swallow as well, because, you know, these guys become your friends and, you know, they wouldn't want to see us hurt or they wouldn't want to see us have to go through that. So I think that was a wise choice.
And what do you think about them staying in the experiment? Is that fair?
I mean... I don't know. Look, I don't really have a comment on it, but I just think, you know, this experiment is about marriage, not about cheating. It's about marriage and working on all things to do with your marriage. And whether that means, you know, you don't get along one day, you get along the next day, that's life. But basically, to me, it just seems like they're condoning cheating. And I'm not about that. So.
Yeah. See, that's my point too. I can see where they're coming from by allowing them to stay, but I'm just like, then are they condoning that sort of behavior? So I sort of agree
exactly.
with you on that. And then on that point, do you think they experts or maybe the producers, when they found out, because I would have known a while ago they were cheating, should have they brought it up, do you think, at a commitment ceremony when they saw Jess keep saying stay, stay, stay for poor old Mick?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, everybody keeps saying poor old Mick, but what about me?
Yes, exactly. Right, what about tomorrow? We're supposed to go to Universal Studios together.
Yes, exactly. No, it's quite crazy because, you know, I would speak to Dan afterwards and he would be like, so I'm writing stay this week. So therefore I would be the good person and be like, okay, well, I'm going to write stay because I'm going to have to stay anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just kind of gets like that. But then obviously, I don't know, just keeping two people around who don't necessarily want to be there is, it's just really shit form, isn't it?
It definitely is. And, like, I suppose there's a silver lining. I don't know if you looked at it. I'm not involved in it. I've invested in the TV show. But they're still together. So is that a little bit of, like, oh, it's not okay, but at least they've sort of found each other? You know what I mean?
Look, yeah, you know what? after what they've done and the backlash that they're copying at the moment, really hope it's real.
Yeah.
I hope that it's real. And I hope that they last, because what they have done is in front of the whole of Australia is just crazy. So, you know, good luck to them. And I do really hope that it is real. And I hope that they do stay together, because otherwise it's just been a shit show for no reason, you know?
Have you spoken to Jess or Dan since the show? What do you really think of Jess?
I haven't spoken to Jess, so Jess has not reached out to me, not once.
That's annoying.
I think that just shows her character.
Very much so.
But Dan and I have spoken on the odd occasion, yes, and he has been, you know, apologised to me and very, you know, decent in that way, obviously as much as he could be under the circumstances. So I appreciate that on his behalf, definitely.
Now, that's very nice. Now, you've been photographed hanging out with Mick at your 30th in Melbourne. I actually ran into Susie at the airport leaving last weekend. If I knew your 30th was on, thanks for the invite. Must have got lost in the mail. But
you could have come.
Yes, it's too late now. Now, what's going on with you and Mick? Is something happening? Are you guys friends? Because you tagged another photo, like best buds on Insta. What's happening there? Can you give us some juice?
Yeah, no, Mick and I are just friends, honestly. There's rumours going around that us two are having this revenge romance, complete and utter lies. We, like I said, it's a fishbowl in there, and you form bonds with people, and, you know, Mick and I obviously went through something together, and it just brought us out as friends, and, you know, I will keep in contact with him probably for the rest of my life. I consider him a really good friend of mine now.
Have you kissed him?
No, I have not.
Okay, just checking. I just had a test. And you also papped throwing out your wedding dress. You didn't want to sell it on eBay or something? You probably could have gone for a bit of money. You could have kept that coin.
Ah, look, it's just like, you know what? See you later. Goodbye. Done. Moving right along.
Done and dusted with Maps tomorrow. Well, as I said, you're my wife's and my favourite person to watch on the show. I'm so sorry for what you had to go through. I'm actually just looking at the TV now. I'm looking at Jess and Dan, and they're making me physically ill in my mouth. So I could only imagine
great.
What it is for you. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for your support. Have a good day.